This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The Colorado House voted yesterday to ban the use of algorithms in setting rents. Many lawmakers say firms that run the algorithms are driving up the cost of housing. They claim the computer models help landlords fix prices in violation of state and federal law. Democratic Representative Bob Marshall represents Highlands Ranch. He said banning algorithms will restore competition.
This bill is about the free market. This is Antitrust 101.
Last year, Colorado joined seven other states and the U.S. Justice Department to file an antitrust suit against one of the top rental algorithm companies. Republicans argued lawmakers should wait for that case to be resolved before trying to institute a total ban on algorithms. The measure now moves to the state Senate for consideration. Colorado Mesa University students have launched a large resistance effort against a white supremacist. The lecturer is slated to speak this evening. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says some students plan to walk out of the talk while others wanted to engage him in dialogue.
Students are protesting both on and off campus. Near the site of the lecture, students have organized the Unity Festival, a big party in opposition to the speaker. School President John Marshall.
In love and in peace and in joy, I think our students are going to draw a line in the sand and say, okay, pal, you got your hour. We choose a different path.
Marshall says the school must allow for freedom of speech, but some worry the speaker could inspire violence. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's just about 7:06. Stay with us. This is CPR News.